Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On a new 4D in the MC, over the last almost three decades, the Baltimore Ravens have dominated the Detroit Lions, especially in Baltimore. We'll take a closer look at an explosive Ravens squad in 2025. Plus, Dan Campbell says he's excited for the challenge the Ravens bring. And boy, could the Dolphins be in trouble after tonight's Thursday night football game. All of that and more right now.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's fourth down in the Motor City.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave.
Rah, rah, rah!
Go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lion victory.
Go Lions!
Hosted by Zach Clark.
We're going to get to football here in just a second, but like I did a couple days ago, I'm going to start with baseball, and man, the Tigers are frustrating. I'm recording this as they're about to start playing on Thursday, so I don't know what's going to happen in Game 3 against Cleveland. I'm just so glad they didn't make a significant move at the deadline. Who would have wanted to get any better? What fun is that? GMs in this town are just too passive for me. We're going to hear from Dan Campbell here in just a couple of minutes. We'll go inside the headset with him. And of course, we'll talk about tonight's Thursday night football game, Dolphins and Bills. The Dolphins could find themselves in some hot water pretty shortly here. Let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens. Let's go behind enemy lines. You saw what happened to them in week one against Buffalo. They blew it. Or maybe it was the Bills that brought it back. I don't know. But either way, you blow a 15-point lead in the fourth quarter. You're not going to be happy about it. They come back, they smoke the Browns. They're 1-1, just like the Lions. And whatever people say about Baltimore in the playoffs, like, fine. I'm not going to argue with you. They are such a good team in the regular season, especially at home. I mean, on that note, the Lions have never won at M&T Bank Stadium, ever. Since 1998, these two teams have played 7 times. The Ravens are 6-1. Detroit's only win back in 2005. Despite Joey Harrington's one touchdown and two interception performance, Kevin Jones and Artos Pinner combined for three touchdowns with the Lions to victory at Ford Field. I was 20. I am now 40. It's been a minute. Can't talk about the Baltimore Ravens without talking about John Harbaugh. Now we've talked about John Harbaugh. Before we get to the obvious lethality of both Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson on the ground, let's talk about the upgrades on the outside. If a team like Detroit benefits from play action, which they do, what do you think it does for Baltimore? The Lions have two running backs, sure, but the running quarterback in Lamar and the beast in Derrick Henry is brutal. And then you add Zay Flowers, DeAndre Hopkins, Rashad Bateman. This is a good wide receiver core, a little old in some spots, but Baltimore has way more options than in previous years. This offense is complete. The offensive line could use a little help. We'll get to that in a second. But for the most part, at least weaponry-wise, this offense is complete. The protection's been a little shaky for the Ravens. The Lions got more pressure in week two than in week one. They're going to have to get more pressure in week three than they did in week two. But again, the pass pro has been a weak spot for Baltimore. We're getting a little nitpicky because Baltimore is so dang good, there's no glaring, obvious weakness. There just isn't. And just like the Ravens have good wide receivers, they also have their counterparts, the DBs. Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey are ballers. Keep your eye on Nate Wiggins as well there in the secondary. Jared's going to have to be sharp on Sunday. Why? Because those dudes certainly will be. There's no question about it. And just like the Ravens have matching talents in wide receivers and defensive backs on both sides of the ball, the Ravens' D-line is a weakness, much like their offensive line is. Again, a weakness based on their own standards, not a weakness across the league. The Ravens have struggled to get pressure, and as a result, their pass rush win rate is relatively low. I mean, and those kind of numbers are great for Jared Goff and certainly for Detroit's explosive backs. And the good news for Goff and those explosive backs is no Kyle Van Noy, a familiar face. He will not play for Baltimore on Monday. But really, if you can limit Lamar and Derek while taking away the big plays, you should be okay here, if you're Detroit. But there will be nothing easy about this for the Lions. I know sometimes when I talk about these things, I say, well, you just have to do this. Okay, good luck. You just got to do that. Why didn't you try this? As Derrick Henry rams the ball down your throat. That's what you would sound if Derrick Henry was ramming the ball down your... Oh boy, I need therapy. Let's go inside the headset. Let's talk about Dan Campbell. Let's hear from Dan Campbell. The Ravens have so much talent, it took Dan Campbell almost a minute to list it out.
Really good opponent this week. You know, Coach Harbaugh's done a great job. His staff got a lot of respect for him and what he's done throughout the years. I mean, these guys are always competitive, rugged team, tough, disciplined, really good players. Matabuke on defense, Hamilton, you know, they got some good corners. Roquan, I mean, we can keep going. D-line's good. You know, Starks, good promising young rookie safety we liked a lot coming out. And then offensively, you know, rugged offensive line. These guys are tough. They can do it all. Starts with Lamar, Henry, Zay Flowers, you know, Bateman. They got a couple of tight ends, you know, and then Hopkins can hurt you on some of these deep ball 101. So, you know, it'd be a good challenge. But, man, I'm telling you, we're excited for this challenge. You know, we recognize this opponent and we respect what they're about, and we're looking forward to this, man, going out there at their place on Monday night. So this is going to be fun, man. This is one of those, this is why you do it.
I'm not going to argue with Dan Campbell, but I still think Baltimore can be manipulated at the line on both sides of the ball. And Dan mentioned that they have two tight ends. False. They only have one tight end, Mark Andrews, right? Isaiah Likely is definitely out. Now, when I say I think the Lions can manipulate Baltimore, this is going to be where their best shot to win is, right? You have to identify the weakest unit and go right after it, even if the weakest unit's still pretty good. And in a game like this, you will take a win however you can get it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point of going out there. You got to find a way to win, you know, and That doesn't mean it'll be a shootout. If it is, we got to be prepared. It could be a low-scoring game. Our defense has got to shut them down if it is, you know. So you take it as it comes. We can't give anything away on defense, man. We got to be very disciplined, gang tackling. They do a lot of different things scheme-wise. And Lamar's playing at a very high level. I mean, they got the screens, they got the boots, the read run, the wide zone, the toss plays, the – and so they do everything out of it. They keep you on your heels, and you misfit a gap one time and you're in trouble. You can play great for 59 minutes and that 1 minute can cost you. So be very disciplined. Offensively, look, we got to be very efficient. You know, we got to get first downs. First downs, first downs, first downs. And then that'll lead to the next thing. Explosives. Explosives leads to touchdowns. But we got to be very disciplined on offense too.
You know, Dan said if it's going to be a defensive battle, you've got to be ready. I don't think so. I mean, you got to be ready, yes, but there's just no way this game is a defensive battle. It's not impossible, but I just don't see it happening. I mean, the Lions had how many yards of offense last week? 700? And Baltimore has two or three of the most talented offensive players in the league? How many times has Lamar been the MVP? I'm not saying the Lions and the Baltimore Ravens don't have good elements on defense, but overall, the offense has been the winner, and that's been true for years. Doesn't mean the defense is bad. It just, again, I'm not expecting a defensive battle, a pitcher's duel. This is going to be a shootout more often than not. You know, I mentioned that the Lions, they've never won at M&T Bank Stadium. The last time they were there in 2023, oh, man.
We had a lot of guys that went out there. I mean, you don't forget those because it was, I mean, we didn't even, it's, you know, we didn't give ourselves a chance. I mean, that game was, and by the end of the first quarter, it was you know, we were in a bad way. So, you know, I think just the environment, the opponent, most of our guys have seen them up close, real time. So, you know, if you didn't have an idea, you got a really good idea now what you're going into, which is always good. The experience is good of that. So, we know it's going to be a challenge, but I'm telling you, we're looking forward to it. I mean, these are fun, man. These are as good as it gets.
Just right there at the end for Dan Campbell. If you don't think these kind of contests are fun, you've got the wrong job. You've got the wrong job. It's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be difficult. It's supposed to be challenging. You're supposed to get your team's best every single week. And in the NFL, even the worst team bringing their best is tough to beat. Dan was right, though, about the Lions being dead in the water at the half last time. It was 28-0. That's bad. I think they lost 38-10 or 38-14. Detroit has to shoot out of the gate like a cannon this time. I'm not worried about the environment. The Lions won at Arrowhead 2 years ago on Super Bowl banner night. Baltimore is a really hard place to play. One of the things I love about Baltimore is they do not sell their tickets. The Lions have traveled really well over the last few seasons. You can't go to Baltimore. You can go, but you can't get in because the people that have the tickets, they're not selling them. Unfortunately. You know what the problem was last time the Lions played the Ravens? Ray Lewis went into their Ravens Hall of Fame. It's almost unfair. Can't win a game on Ray Lewis Day. There's probably a joke in there somewhere, but I'll leave it out. But the good news for the Lions is they've been working up to playing Lamar Jackson.
We did a good job last week. You know, that was one of the things we really talked about. I thought, you know, we talked about improving. We improved even from week one. You know, Love got out of there a couple of times. And I've thought, you know, with the exception of really probably one play, I thought we did a pretty good job on Caleb, maybe two. But it was a point of focus, man. We worked on it. Our guys really worked with each other, running the stunts and the games. And I thought we were very disciplined in that regard, and it helped us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It helped us, so we're going to have to be on point again. It does help to have faced those two guys that we've faced because they are more the mobile guys.
No matter what I say about Caleb Williams, it's always going to be negative, but he's still a mobile quarterback. That is who he is. It's what he does. And Jordan Love can be if he needs to be. It's kind of like the Lions are in college and they took the 100-level class and the 200-level class on rushing quarterbacks. Well, this is the 500-level class. This is the MVP-level class. This is the class I'd failed twice in college, no doubt. When I was talking about Baltimore a few minutes ago, I mentioned Kyle Van Noy being out. Dan was asked about that.
I mean, look, he's a good player. You know, he is a good player, but they still have so many. They have so many guys over there that, man, they're big, they're long. I've mentioned they're rugged. They do have explosiveness. So, yeah, it'll always take away a little bit when you lose a good player, but, man, they have so many. They got a good sound scheme. I don't think it'll affect them like maybe you want me to say.
A head coach is always going to give credit to the player, but he's never going to single anybody out. Just no way. Dan's answer was about the defensive unit as a whole, and that is what you should expect from a head coach. Just how it works. He's not wrong. I mean, Van Noy's not Micah Parsons, and if he was, we never would have got rid of him. That's for sure. Stick around. More Fourth Down in the Motor City is next.
It's fall in Detroit. Best time of the year for sports. It means a football frenzy, baseball drama, nonstop content, and fans losing their minds.
Lions, Tigers, Wolverine, Spartans. If it matters in Detroit sports, the Valenti and Rico Show is all over it, breaking it down with insight and attitude.
Big games, bigger opinions, the NFL blitz, the picks, storylines, all the chaos in Michigan and Michigan State and college football.
Smart takes, real talk, no fluff, just the truth.
Catch the Valenti Show with Rico anytime, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pod.
And now, more Fourth Down in the Motor City. Thursday Night Football, and another double-digit spread in the National Football League. Buffalo favored by 11.5 tonight at home over the Dolphins. That was the exact same spread in the Baltimore Browns game. And if you had on Baltimore in that game, you were a big winner. And, you know, it's no surprise, right? Like, the line is not really a surprise, and I said this last week about the Browns and Ravens. I might take the Bills tonight if they were favored by 15. 16. I mean, how many points would it take for you to not take the Bills tonight? Maybe you say, Zach, I'll take Miami and the 11.5. Hell, man. I might take Baltimore and give you 16. Is that a good idea? No. I'm not saying that it is. But we played this game a little bit last year on this podcast. What would the spread have to get to make you bet against the Lions? At this point, they'd won like, I don't know, 8 games in a row, something like that. Anyway, back to tonight. I love Mike McDaniel.
Good morning. False. Great morning. Let's go.
Why great?
Hmm?
What makes this one great?
Because we're another day closer to death.
How do you know he's a millennial? Right there. I mean, he's always saying the wildest stuff, Mike McDaniel is.
I get more sleep now than I did in my past endeavors. It's partially because it didn't matter. I used to be able to really push it from game day to almost Wednesday without showering. Now that would be obvious. I can't hide. So that you prioritize that, and then, you know, that's something that I knew had to be adjusted, you know, from the moment that I was assembling the coaching staff.
I mean, this one right here was just like 2 days ago.
That is how you lose. To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game. Honestly, and that is how you lose the game.
I don't even think he's on drugs. I just think he's weird. He might smell bad based on his shower comments, but I love like how he looks. If you look at his evolution over time being in Miami, he shows up and he's kind of scrawny and nerdy, and he's slowly evolved into looking into like this prototypical Miami Beach regular guy, minus like the buff muscles. It's still hilarious, though. Could you have not buff muscles? I don't know. That said, he can live in Miami as long as he wants, but he might not be an employee all that much longer. Miami was fourth in total defense last season. After 2 weeks this season, 26th. You're regressing in year four. or year five. I can't remember which this is. It's year four or year five. Can't remember. Doesn't matter. Not to me, at least. The offense has been inconsistent. We saw the Dolphins in the preseason, and we saw their starters. I was in Allen Park with a joint practice with Miami. They looked like dog shit. And in the first two games this season, dog shit. The Bills, I mean, what do you say? They've looked elite. That comeback win in week one against Baltimore was unbelievable. And as noted, Miami's defense has been awful to start the year. And then defensively, the Ravens held the Jets to 10 points last week. The Finns are 1-13 against the Bills in their last 14 meetings. That the Lions are bad against the Ravens, this is so much worse. In fact, they've not won in Orchard Park. Miami has not since 2016. We'll take the Bills here easy. Give me the Bills big on Thursday Night Football. Make sure you're following Fourth Down in the Motor City wherever you get your podcast. That includes the free Odyssey app. Ratings and reviews are super helpful and very much appreciated. Remember, it's Fourth Down in the Motor City, and we're going for it every single time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.